Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hi, everyone. I am so excited. Welcome to my very first podcast. I am really excited to be sharing my journey with all of you because, to be completely honest, it's been quite the tumultuous journey over the past couple of years, and I thought, why not share it with everyone? Because I'm sure what I'm going through can help a lot of other people out there who are going through similar things. And my goal in this podcast is to really give you guys the tools or the knowledge, the action steps you need to up-level your life and get closer to that blissful happiness. So when I say blissful happiness, what I'm thinking of is that blissful, joyous feeling when you're just at peace and you know that you're on the right path and you know you're following your calling and what you're doing is adding value to the lives of others. So really just feeling at peace with yourself. And I think that's the feeling that we are all honestly pursuing or chasing. And so that's my goal in this podcast, is to help you all get one step closer to that feeling. So I've been thinking about starting this podcast for literally at least over a year, and I'm finally doing it. I was kind of inspired by, I guess I went to a big conference in December in Vegas, and when we were there, there were so many speakers on self-development and self-growth, and that kind of, it was such a huge weekend for me in my mindset that I decided I wanted to keep it going. So I've committed to, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but if you do, you'll have seen that I'm doing 365 days of self-development. And what this is every single day for a year from when I started in December, although I'm sure I'll keep this up honestly for the rest of my life, is I've been committing to myself to doing minimum 20 minutes, although it's really looked like more 45 minutes to an hour these days, but minimum 20 minutes of self-development and focusing on myself. So I heard this quote the other day. It was something along the lines of, if you are not growing, then you're dying. So basically, if you're not putting focus and attention on your self-growth and your self-development, you're either going to be moving backwards or you're just going to be completely stagnant. And self-growth doesn't just magically happen. It takes a lot of purposeful effort and focus. And so that's kind of why I decided to focus on that. And I've been listening to all of these amazing inspirational and motivational podcasts and reading some really, really interesting books and starting to actually apply the action steps that I've been learning to my life and the changes I've seen over the past, what has it been? It's mid-February now. So, at least 2.5 months have been insane. My mindset is so much, it's just in a completely different place than it was back in the beginning of December. I am able to handle my emotions in a healthy, more efficient way. I am learning all about abundance mindset, and I've been really delving into my spirituality, which I never really focused on before, and all of these different avenues that I never did focus on. And I realized before now that I really was just going through the motions of my daily life, and I was stagnant. I never would have admitted that to you, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, but I was stagnant. I was stagnant emotionally, spiritually, in terms of business, in almost every way I was stagnant because I wasn't focusing on growing myself. And what I found is that in order to change your physical life or your experiences or anything around you, the first thing you need to work on is your mind and your mindset. So now that I've been rambling at you guys for a few minutes, that's kind of, I wanted to really give you a background of why I'm doing this, because this wasn't just like, oh, maybe I'll start a podcast, sounds fun, which it does, but this is really a way for me to try to serve you guys and add value to your lives and show you what I'm learning. So in this podcast in particular, I really want to share with you my journey a little bit, because I have not always been where I am now with the mindset I have now, and I kind of want to share, because I'm sure all of you can probably relate to that feeling of being in a rut or not really knowing what you're doing with your life and just digging yourself every day deeper and deeper into this rut and not having the inspiration or the motivation or the plan or not being able to reach your goals, just that feeling of being stuck, which is just such an awful, debilitating feeling, I think. So that's definitely where I was a year and a half ago, and I kind of want to share with you guys how I went from being anxious and lost and uninspired to where I am now, you know, feeling really good about myself. I have lots of self-love, and I'm constantly cultivating my mindset and practicing gratitude and feeding my mind, and I feel inspired and motivated, and I'm manifesting all these amazing people and experiences into my life, and this is just not how it's always been. And I want to show you what that journey looks like, because I'm still not where I want to be, but the journey to where I am now, which is miles, miles, miles further than where I used to be, wasn't just, you know, one straight path up. It was basically a roller coaster. And at the end of the podcast, I'll give you guys some action steps that I took that I know worked for me. So some actual action steps you can take to start moving forward if you're where I was, you know, in that rut or feeling uninspired, unmotivated, you don't know how to move forward. So I'll give you a few action steps that you can take to actually make some positive progress and start working towards where you actually see yourself in 5-10 years, where you want to be. But basically, once again, if you have been following me on social media, you've probably seen that I was a huge traveler. So I actually lived abroad. I picked up my entire life when I moved to Costa Rica in 2016. I lived there for over a year. I did some backpacking in Asia. I lived in Mexico. The details on my travels, actually, I do want to share with you guys. That'll be an entirely different podcast. But basically, I used to live in Sacramento, California. I was getting my teaching certification. So I had like 15, 16-hour days, and I just wasn't happy. And I kind of realized that it wasn't my passion. I felt drained every single day and exhausted. And so I decided I wanted a fresh start. So I picked up and I moved my life to a small beach town in Costa Rica and lived there for a really long time. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. But didn't bring me the fulfillment I was looking for. So when I look back, I was really looking for something that just lit me up and made me feel excited and passionate and made me feel like I was adding value to the world and changing lives. And I mean, my life was amazing there. I'd wake up every morning and there were monkeys swinging on the trees outside my balcony and coconuts were delivered to my porch. And I mean, I was watching the sunset every evening with my girlfriends on the beach, which was just incredible. And I am so grateful for every single second. And there's so many lessons I learned while I was there living abroad in Costa Rica. But while it was paradise on the outside, it was not paradise on the inside my mind. It was actually very mentally and emotionally difficult for me because I was waking up every day and I was feeling really uninspired and unmotivated. And I was cultivating all of these habits and practices that were actually really, really unhealthy for me. And I was feeling like a fraud because here I was posting about all these healthy tips and healthy lifestyle tips. And I was actually helping. I was a coach and I was helping other people improve their lives, which I was really, really good at. I was good at helping people get healthy and fit, but I wasn't good at doing it for myself. And I was just craving this significance. And I know this is something that Tony Robbins always says. He says there's 6 basic human needs. If you haven't heard of this, I recommend Googling it or looking it up. But one of them is significance. We all crave significance and finding purpose and meaning in our lives. And if we don't have that, we're going to find another way to create it or to fill up that hole in our hearts, that meaning that we're not fulfilling in ourselves. So for me, I had this hole, and instead of filling it with real significance and finding meaning and purpose, I was going out and I was partying and I was drinking and I was hungover all the time. And looking back now, I can easily see why I was doing this. I had all these great big fears and limiting beliefs, and I was so worried because my business was stagnant and I wasn't moving forward in my goals, and I couldn't figure out how to close the gap between where I was and where I wanted to be in 10 years. And I was comparing myself to all of these successful entrepreneurs who had already achieved, you know, all of their dreams and millions of dollars, and just thinking, how could I ever compare to any of them? And instead of facing all of these fears, I was drinking instead. because it was an escape for me. It was a time when I didn't have to think about all of the difficult thoughts, the things I didn't want to face. I was saying, I do believe that's why we have such a drinking culture in the States, or people are going through the motions of their everyday lives and they're craving significance and they can't find it. And they don't want to face all the deep, dark, scary thoughts that you need to face head on. And so we're going through the motions every day and then we're drinking. Because if you're not actively creating meaning and purpose in your life, you're going to fall into a trap. And once you stop fighting for whatever it is that you really want, once you stop actively working towards it, what you don't want automatically takes over. And so that was me. And I remember waking up and having meetings online. I was just so hungover, counting on the minutes until the meetings were over. And I was waking up every day so anxious and confused and not knowing where to put my energy. And I wasn't facing anything head on. So I was looking forward to the time when I could start drinking and forget all of the struggles and anxiety and fears rather than just facing them head on and conquering them. So basically, I was the queen of avoidance. And yeah, so for me, for the most part, it was drinking, but it's something different for everyone. Like, is it alcohol? Is it drugs? Is it people pleasing? Is it compulsive shopping, over exercising, a partner you're drawing all your meaning or self-worth from? So there's so many different avenues that people go down to find their self-worth, and to find that significance that they're craving. And it's an unhealthy, debilitating cycle that's so hard to get out of. Because you cannot be committed to yourself and your growth and also committed to your bullshit at the same time. And I think that all of the situations I just said and, like, you know, drinking, that's the bullshit that you were committed to. I was committing myself to the bullshit. I was putting my social life first. I was putting drinking first. I wasn't putting my goals first. And then I was wondering, hey, why is nothing happening? Why is my life stagnant? Well, I wasn't spending time every day focusing on my growth. I wasn't spending time every day creating content or nourishing my mind. Something else I came across recently, which really hit home for me, was the idea of, if someone were to follow you around for 24 hours and they couldn't speak, they couldn't say one word, would they know what your goals are? Looking at my life, I realized, you know, if someone were to follow me around, they would have no idea what my goals are. They would probably assume that I just wanted to be a beach bum for the rest of my life, drinking beers at sunset. So that was a huge slap in the face for me and kind of a big wake-up call, like, hey, what I'm doing right now is not getting me anywhere near to where I want to be in 10 years. And so I started asking myself throughout the day, like, is this decision that I'm making right now, or is this thing that I'm doing right now going to get me closer or further away from where I want to be in 10 years? And so that got really real for me. And I started to take a closer look and analyze everything I was doing and realizing, hey, 95% of what I'm doing throughout the day is not getting me any closer to where I want to be. There was kind of like a turning point where I was just like, hey, I am done committing to the bullshit and I'm going to start committing to myself. And this is by no means easy. So taking the steps every single day to get you to where you want to be, if you have huge goals and dreams like I do, and I'm sure a ton of you do, it's not easy to get there because you have to do the things that most people don't want to do. You have to say a lot of no's to things that you used to say yes to for a few years. So literally when I was living in Costa Rica, when I was going through this whole struggle, I remember I would commit to myself, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work on my business for 5 hours. And then I'm going to start writing my blog and I'm going to content create for another hour. And then I'm going to go to the beach. And 30 minutes in, I'd get a call like, hey, like, we're going to the bar. Do you want to come? Or, you know, hey, we're going to go lay on the beach and hang out. Like, do you want to come? And I'd be like, well, yeah, of course. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll come back tonight and I'll get my work done then. But I had this like overwhelming FOMO, like fear of missing out of all these social interactions and situations. And so I was committing to myself, I'm going to do all of these things. And I was breaking the commitments to myself. I was an amazing friend, but I was breaking commitments to myself. And I don't know why we do this as humans. I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but we put other people first. And so, especially for me, like, it's so hard for me to ever break my commitments with other people. And I'm very, very trustworthy with my friends. And I'm always where I say I'm going to be. I'm never late. But when it comes to myself, I never showed up for myself. I never showed up for what I committed to in terms of myself. I treated my commitments to myself like shit, like they were worthless. And when you don't show up in your own life with 150%, the life that you want isn't going to show up for you. And that's something that I realized the hard way. If you're not showing the universe that you are committed to what you want, you're not going to get it. So I decided that I was going to start putting myself first. And I was going to take my commitments to myself very seriously. And this is absolutely not easy to do. So it's something where I literally had to tell some of my friends and family, like, hey, I've got these huge goals and dreams, and I'm for once showing up for myself. And I might not be around as much as I have been, but for this year or this 2 years, I'm committing to something bigger than myself. And it doesn't mean I love you any less, and it doesn't mean I value your time any less, and it doesn't mean I don't miss you, but I need to do this for me. And that might look like spending a lot more time at home, reading, working on your goals, creating content, becoming that person you want to be, stepping into that identity of the person you want to be. It might mean a lot less time going to the bars with friends, a lot less time watching Netflix. It might mean saying no to a lot of things that you used to say yes to all the time. But that's why most people don't reach their goals or their dreams, because they expect it to be easy and they expect there to be no sacrifices. And that's just not the way it is. If you want what most people don't have, you have to do what most people don't do. You have to go out and create your dream life or your reality or whatever it is. You have to create it for yourself. And so if you're in that place that I used to be in, where you know there's something bigger that you're here for, and you know the value you can give to the lives of others, and you know that there's more you're supposed to be doing than what you're currently doing in your life, and you don't know how to close that gap, you've probably got a bunch of limiting beliefs in your head that are blocking you, because I know I had a ton of them. And oftentimes we're actually so comfortable where we are in the moment, even though we know we want to be somewhere else, there's something that's keeping you there, some reason why you feel comfortable there, even if it's in your subconscious mind. So for example, me being where I was when I was living in Costa Rica and not creating my podcast, not creating my blog, not creating a website, not working on myself, this was keeping me really comfortable in my life, because doing all of this stuff, all the things that I dreamed of doing, put me way out of my comfort zone, made me really scared. There was a fear of failing. There was a fear of looking silly or being embarrassed. And if I just sat around on the beach and didn't do any of this, I wouldn't have to worry about that fear. So that was in the back of my mind. And that is something I realized was blocking me, is I was comfortable where I was. And I benefited by not having to worry about failing or having to worry about what people thought of me, because I was comfortable in my little bubble. But what I also realized is staying comfortable in my little bubble meant I wasn't helping anyone. And looking at it now, I kind of think of it as almost selfish, because if you have all this value that you can add to the lives of others and you're staying in this little bubble because, oh my gosh, like I might fail, or someone might think I'm silly, or I might be embarrassed, or what will my family and my friends think? So if you're letting these beliefs stop you, which I did for a really long time, you're holding back something you have that could potentially help so many people. Even if it's just one person that you positively affect by trying what you're going to try. Maybe you failed, a total failure, but one person is inspired that you tried and they apply that to their own lives. That creates a huge ripple effect, and you actually have no idea how many people you're actually positively affecting, because we can never truly see the long-term results of one positive action that we take. So it truly is selfish to stay in your little bubble and not share what you have to share, or start working on that project you have in your head or whatever it is, because all of these ideas we have in our heads are there for a reason. And if you're not acting on them, you're not helping anyone. And even if you do fall flat on your face and fail, failure is just feedback. What's worse is looking back 20 years later and saying, oh, I wonder what would have happened if I had actually tried to act on that big idea I had in my head. Because no one's going to look back and say, oh, you know, I'm really glad I spent those years doing nothing. I'm really glad I watched Netflix every night and went to the bar all the time and never acted on that idea that I had, because I might have failed. You're going to look back and say, wow, I'm so glad I put everything I had into that. Even if I failed 20 times, at least I can say I did it. So basically, I had all of this going through my head and a lot of changes going on. And I started to, actually, I had some experiences fall into my lap that really kickstart my entire spiritual and self-growth journey. And the first was the book, it's called A New Earth, Falling Into My Lap. And I read that and that kickstarted this entire journey. So highly recommend that book to anyone who's listening. It's by Eckhart Tolle. But basically, I started spending time each day working on myself and realizing all of these things and limiting beliefs I had that were stopping me. And one thing I can tell you from all of this is that no outside experience can bring you inner peace, joy, or happiness. No place, no person, no event. I was living in absolute, the most magical paradise. Waking up every morning, I was able to go to the beach and watch the sunset, and it was warm and beautiful and tropical. But if you don't deal with the shit going on inside of your head, if you don't cultivate your mind and cultivate a practice of gratitude and find self-worth and self-love within yourself, you will never find inner peace and happiness. I don't care what beach you move to. I don't care what country you move to. I don't care what perfect partner you find. None of that is going to bring you any kind of inner peace or get you any closer to that true feeling of bliss, because that only comes when you deal with the shit in your head. Because I can tell you now, living where I am, I'm in Denver in a city where I never imagined myself, nowhere near the ocean. It's not a tropical paradise. I do love it here, but it's no Costa Rica, and I am 150 times happier than I have ever been in my life. So I might not be in a physical paradise anymore, but I'm definitely in a mental one. I'm in a good place where I feel really, really positive and excited about the future. Some nights so much that I can't even sleep because I'm so excited about what I'm doing. And if I could give you guys who are listening any advice, if you resonate with anything I just talked about, if you are where I was or feeling those feelings that I was feeling, I want you right now to get a pen and paper. If you have to pause the podcast for a minute, go ahead and do that, because I want you to write down these questions. And then when you're done listening to the podcast, I want you to journal about them. So the first one is, what is preventing me from where I want to be? So like I said, for me, these were the action steps I wasn't taking every day. I wasn't waking up early. I had no morning routine. I wasn't reading or listening to podcasts or working on my self-growth or development. I wasn't creating content. So what are the action steps you're not taking? What is preventing you from where you want to be? Number two, what are the benefits from staying where I am? So what is keeping you comfortable in your current life situation? What is it that's maybe scary about the thing that you should be working towards? This one might be hard, but I promise it's there. There is something about where you are in life that is keeping you really, really comfortable. And that ego in the back of your head is telling you that you're going to fail or someone's going to judge you or whatever it might be. And then number three, what am I missing out on by staying where I am? So by staying where you are and not working towards where you want to be, what are you missing out on? Is it the travel? Is it being able to give back to your parents? Is it the beach house you've always imagined? Is it all of the hundreds of lives or thousands of lives or millions of lives you know you can change? Is it the freedom? Is it whatever it might be? This is going to be different for everyone. But what are all of these possibilities that you're missing out on by staying comfortable where you are right now? Number four, what advice would my ideal future self give me? So what this means is, what I like to call my ideal future self is where you want to be in 10 years. So imagine that person, visualize it, literally close your eyes and visualize yourself in 10 years in the most ideal future. What you would be doing with your life, what would your daily life look like? Where would you be living? Who would you be surrounding yourself with? How and who would you be helping every day? How are you adding value to the lives of others? And then after you have a clear image of this person and what that life looks like, imagine a conversation with them. What would they tell you? They looked at your life right now. What advice would they give you? And then number five, what action steps can I take now? So make a list of at least, 3 to 5 action steps you can literally take today to get you closer to where you want to be. That might just be sending your alarm clock back 30 minutes earlier and doing gratitude journaling and meditating in the morning. It might be adding in self-growth every day, listening to a podcast or reading a book. It might be creating that website you've always wanted to create. It might be journaling every day for 10 minutes. Or they could be bigger steps. It might be going out there and finding a mentor or signing up for a course or asking for a meeting with someone who is where you want to be and figuring out how they got there. Whatever it is, create actionable steps because there are always actionable steps you can take no matter how small. So make a list of 3 to 5 things that you're going to commit to doing every single day. And remember to actually show up for yourself. Prove to yourself that you are worthy. Prove to yourself that you respect yourself to show up to the commitments you make to you. So I hope that this helped you guys. I hope it served you. I would love to hear how this journaling activity went for you and what came up for you, because I know it can't be easy sometimes facing these questions and some of these the deep, dark thoughts and limiting beliefs we have. It's not fun sometimes for those to come up and to face them, but sometimes you have to feel worse before you feel better, and you have to face all of these beliefs that have been holding you back in order to heal them and change these beliefs. So I would love for you guys to share with me. You can send me a message. You find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Powered by Pineapple with an underscore. I'll link this in the show notes. So I'd love you guys to message me and let me know if you got anything out of this. And if you did, what came up for you? I would love to hear. And if this podcast served you in any way or added some value, I would love, love, love to hear your thoughts. And it would mean the absolute world to me if you could leave me a review on iTunes and just let me know what you thought of it. And if you take a screenshot of that review and you DM it to me, send it to me on either Facebook or Instagram, I will send you a little gift in the mail. So I'm looking forward to hearing you guys. Lots of love, and I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are.